Hey, Jim, we've been doing these new music episodes for quite a while now, and I think we've really created a quality series.
When it comes to quality, I try to stick to one rule of thumb.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
If it's not Scottish, it's crap. All right, Patrick, it is time to hear from the listeners. That's what we like, because then they just sort of fill the show with their content.
That's right.
We just make snarky remarks. That's it. That's all how it works. All right.
Yeah.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And when I mentioned the listeners, it's because listeners sent in their picks for February new music. We had our picks yesterday, and we're going to hear from them starting today and through the rest of the week. All right?
That's right.
All right. So you're going to lead us through this, Patrick. Where are we starting today?
Well, as always, Jim, we're going to start with sort of the OG of listener new music, Stephen Routledge. But today's going to be interesting because the entire show, the entire listener new music picks will come from Scotland. So this is a treat for everybody. It's a Scotland twofer.
For today. Wow, that's
today.
Great.
Yep, it's going to be cool. So
do we have music for this, Paul?
Ah, we actually do, Dave. this listener has his own theme song, folks. He's got it. The man with an election. Steve Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Scotland with my new music picks for February. Another bumper month of songs to choose from, but here are my final two. The first track was on my long list before current world events pushed it to the forefront. Silver by Ukrainian doom gaze merchant Somali Yacht Club prefigured the chaos and tragedy currently engulfing their homeland. Dark, intense, and with a rumbling gait that suits the current mood to a T. There is an otherworldliness to music from Eastern Europe that I think comes from the use of a non-first language in the creative process. It reminds me of Austrian band Mount Hush, whom I picked 2 years ago on episode 810 for my February 2020 new music picks. How much the world has changed in those 2 years.
So wow, that's really apt. I mean, you're playing a Ukrainian band right now, and I went out not too long ago and looked for like Ukrainian bands to listen to, you know, kind of for the same reason. It's like, you know, whatever, make some connection or support in some small way, you know, our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who express some strength in them, right? You know, help them out. I don't know. But you know what I mean? But maybe just make a connection. Like, what, you know, connect with the interesting people, the artists, you know, in that country, right? Anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Jim. And I think in many cases, at least for me personally, and of course, you know, you and I have never been through anything like the tragedy that's taking place there. But music always provides solace. So even if it is heavy and seemingly dark, you know, I think there's no doubt about that.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say here, too. And I don't I mean this seriously. I'm not trying to make light or anything. But when when a band, any band, you know, anywhere is doing sort of like doom rock kind of stuff, right? To some extent, they may have some really good points. They may have some real issues they want to highlight. They may have some real troubles in their life. I'm not trying to say they don't, but to some extent, they're probably play acting to, you know, some degree, right? To create a mood or whatever. But this is real doom, man.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
Totally, totally. And that's a really, yeah, great pick from Steven to lead us off. So thank you very much. And he actually continues. He has a second choice, and I don't think the mood's going to lift too much.
My second choice continues the downbeat vibe of artists that have probably listened to a little bit of My Bloody Valentine in their time. More upbeat than Silver, but nonetheless still with a world-weary feel, is Happy Accident by Brooklyn-based Sarah Beth Tomberlin, who performs under just her surname. With the same indie rock slouch that so endeared Vasant Ramanathi's pick of Rosalie last year to me, this has a yearning quality that the slightly detuned guitar fills complement to great effect. It turns out both my picks have a melancholic air to them this month, but sometimes that's the way it goes. I'm sure others will have more uplifting choices. Well, that'll do for this month. And as ever, I look forward to hearing what you, the interns, and my fellow listeners have been enjoying in the last month. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
That has a really nice sound to it.
I love that with that guitar that kind of spiraling down. It's really, really beautiful. Yeah, such a cool song.
It is. It is. And I'm sort of a sucker for that kind of sound. That reminds me of, like, I don't know, where would you place that? Sort of early 90s-ish kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, a little bit. You know, you can imagine.
It's got a little bit of that chunky guitar underneath, you know, and all that. Right? Yeah.
You could imagine, you know, a band like the Breeders doing a real slow number, maybe sounding a little bit like that, or you know, even Juliana Hatfield doing a little bit of that stuff too. Yeah,
right.
So Tomberlin, yes, I guess Sarah Beth, but she plays under just Tomberlin, and song is Happy Accident. That's really cool.
Like that a lot.
Loved it. Loved it. Thank you, Steven, as always, for calling in. And I really like the echo there on his ending of his message. But, Jim, we're going to stay in Scotland today over there in the UK. And we're going to hear now from Roger Grace, everybody.
All right.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and the rest of the Suburbs community. It's Roger Grace in Montrose, Scotland, with my picks for February's new music. The first one is from perennial favourites, The Best, with the new song, A Real Thing, hopefully from an upcoming album. It's not much I can really say about it. It's The Best. It's great. What more do you need to know? Just play it and enjoy it.
All right. You know, the Beths can seemingly do no wrong, I think. I mean, just like, oh, what do you want, peoples? Another catchy, upbeat, fun pop song? Oh, here you go. Here's another one for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think, you know, Roger, he had a lot of wisdom there when he said, I don't really know what to say about it. Just play it. It's the best.
You right.
It was great. It really was. And I guess we share his sentiment, of course. You know, it's a single, but we hope it's going to be from a forthcoming album, although I don't think we've heard anything concrete right. about that happening. So,
just really amazing pop sensibility with that band. I mean,
yeah.
It's such a high level now. This would be their third album,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
The next one coming up, and just consistently at such a high level. It's amazing. So
it really is. And everybody should go back and listen to our interview that we did with them. It was so fun that we were had the opportunity to talk to them.
It wasn't that long ago. It was what? It was a year and a half maybe ago,
I think
something like that.
But Jim, guess what? Roger Grace continued. He had
great.
He had another pick for February new music. And let's find out what that was.
The second is from a group that you guys introduced me to a couple of years ago. It's the Linda Lindas with their new single, Growing Up. To my ear, it has a slightly more polished and refined sound than their previous work, but not in a bad way. And maybe the song title is like the band themselves and that they're growing up and maturing as musicians and artists. It's a fantastic song. And it's been on repeat play in my house, much to my wife's annoyance, for most of February. Once again, thanks for all you guys do. And as Stephen Routledge would say, keep listening every day. We'll be right back.
I want to hang out with Roger first off. It sounds like be a fun time to just sit around and listen to these records because it's just fun stuff. And I also will make this offer, Roger. I can relate to the part about the wife's annoyance, and you know, you and I could hang out if she's getting annoyed, whatever. You know, she can, you know, go do her own thing, and you and I could hang out, Roger, and we could listen to this pop music, right? Yeah, that was cool. Linda Linda's, love it.
Great track. And I was just checking here, and I believe it was Jesse from San Antonio that first surfaced the Linda Linda's for us back on episode 1180. So July new music, okay, from August, from 2021. So nicely done, Jesse. I love it when one member of the community picks a band or a song and brings it in, and then other people really pick up on it and start following that, yeah, band's career. That's very satisfying.
It's so funny, too. I was literally just yesterday thinking about the song Linda Linda.
Oh, really?
And how great that song is. And I was like, I really need to get a copy of that. Like, I've only listened to it ever on, like, streaming. And I, yeah, was like, I should track that down and get, like, a CD or something. The Blue Hearts was that band.
Right.
And such a great song. And such a great song that it inspires somebody to name themselves after the song, right?
Exactly. So, yeah.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no higher compliment than that. And, yeah, that's one probably you need in your collection as a physical cornerstone.
I think so.
Yeah. When the internet eventually crashes, you'll have plenty of physical stuff to listen to. So,
all right, very good.
Yeah, so it's four really nice picks to start the listener series off.
All right. One last thing I wanted to say. If this is going to become a thing, the Scottish,
yeah,
you know, episode, right? I'm wondering, Steven's theme music is so great. Niklas did that, and it's so great, and... you know, I wouldn't change anything with it, but I'm kind of wondering, is do we need like something that sounds more Scottish, you
right,
know, for this episode?
Good
some
question.
Overall theme or something. I,
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah. Are you suggesting maybe bagpipes mixed in with some electric
something.
Guitars? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. I
don't
know.
See what we can find. Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody call Rod Stewart. See if he wants to do a guest vocal.
There you go. All right. Let's get out of here, right? We have other callers tomorrow.
Yeah, we got three picks tomorrow. Three different callers have called in, and I'm really excited about these. They're really good.
Okay, so with that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
It's not Scottish, it's crap!